with NITV Radio.
I live in Geelong. My name's Alfred Oram. I work at Word of Yuyang, where we are trying to get places back to the grass as close as we can to where it once was.
And what are you doing here today at Reconciliation in the Park?
Well, I'm just showing the people here what we can do with our seeds. At the moment, I've got a Greek yogurt with all crackers and biscuits with our seeds in it, and showing our people and everybody else just to show them what our people used to do with these seeds and how important these seeds are for the future generations.
So you're the snack man today?
Yes, yes. These seeds go in desserts. Desserts, stews, ice creams. We even put them in our salt and pepper shakers.
What kind of projects is your organisation doing to bring country back? Do you go and gather the seeds?
Yes. We get the seeds on a Kubota and a seed collector. That's for the kangaroo grass. As for the pannikin grass and the wawalia grass, we hand pick it. Yeah.
And so is this all on the foreshore of the water here?
No, you can only find these grasses along road sites and railway lines because of the cattle, the sheep and population.
So traditionally there would have been a lot more right through, hey, from the water right up?
Yes. Back in the day, to get an idea how abundant these grasses and yam daisies were, back in the day, 100 Aboriginal women would be just alone just picking the yam daisies. Out at the property at Word of Yuyang, the elders out there back in the day, it was like a supermarket, because on the rocky rises are all the different native grasses growing together. So they would have been abundant, and they would have had the best of both worlds, because they would have had the grasses on the rocky rises and they would have had the ocean and the river food as well.
So how did you learn the names of the grasses? And can you talk a bit about sort of some of your history with learning?
Well, through the pannikin grass, our three main grasses we concentrate on is the pannikin, wawalia grass and the kangaroo grass. And our grass man is Peter Lysagic, who helps us out immensely, and he still is. Yeah, you just learn what's the quickest way to how to make that grass grow and how to disperse it out to make it grow and the burning and yeah, everything like that. Yeah, it's all in one.
So today's a lovely day. Lots of people are coming up to say hello. What does reconciliation mean for you?
What it means to me is our people, to get our people together and get everyone together to congregate and tell stories, and plus the non-Aboriginal people as well. We welcome them all down here to celebrate our NAIDOC week with us. And we're all put here on this earth, so we all might as well live and be happy together.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Dave. I don't really know much about my mum's people. She's from Northern Territory. But yeah, I'm down here today at the Reconciliation Day in Geelong. The weather's good. It's a good day. I help Uncle Alfie with some of his farm work with the propagation of the seed that we're doing.
Wathaurong Nation is a beautiful, beautiful country here. And to be able to work on country and to care for country, do you want to talk a bit about some of the things that you've learnt by doing this?
Oh, straight up, I just feel privileged that I can even be in there. Just get my hands dirty. Just starting at the moment, Uncle Alfie, we're out working out the Word of Yuyang, harvesting the pannikin grass for flour, to make our own flour, so we can, yeah, it'll be Uncle Alfie's flour.
Well, when the apocalypse comes, you'll be right, hey?
Hey, yep. Uncle Alfie will be right.
As long as he takes you with him.
Hey. Yeah, one time. You leave me behind, but...
And so connecting to country and grounding yourself with those beautiful seeds, what does it make you feel? Does it help you?
Oh, yeah. It's just working with your hands and in the dirt. It's just what it's meant to happen, I think. It's just natural. And, yeah, the connection with the land, that when it's a different feeling coming from here and then going out to that property. It's just uplifting. It makes you feel good even before you get there. Yeah, so it just makes me feel good.
And today here is Reconciliation in the Park, and a lot of people come up talking to you all to talk about the seeds and to learn. And how does that make you feel when people are showing some form of interest?
Oh, it's really deadly. Yeah, so many people are just fascinated by how much work actually goes into what we're doing, and making people realise that there needs to be sustainable food, because wheat and barley and all that sort of stuff isn't sustainable anymore. Yeah, it costs too much. It needs fertiliser, it needs pesticide, it needs water. Our stuff, just chuck it in the ground and it grows. Doesn't need anything. Just natural light and water, rain, stuff. That's it.
It'd be interesting to know what your thoughts are on reconciliation, and even on a local level, having an event like this too. Some of the things that, you know, we might need further support within the community on a federal level. What's your thoughts on reconciliation?
Ruddy done it well. When I say Ruddy, everyone knows who I'm talking about. Having something like this in Geelong is actually, it's opening a lot of people's eyes. It's like, sure enough, people still walk around looking at the concrete, kicking their feet and looking and keeping their hands in their pockets. But here today, everybody's doing something. They're walking around. The kids are having fun. You know, mums and dads are together mucking around. You know, we've got kids running around with face painting on. You know, the girls are over there making jewellery and the traditional dresses and stuff. We've got an auntie here making baskets. It's just deadly. It's mad.
And what about your son here? Didn't I just say hello?
Hi.
And what's your name?
Jacob.
How are you liking it today, Jacob?
I reckon it's a good opportunity for all the people that have come here today. And it's just good for, like, just to get social and to see new stuff that people didn't know before.
What about all the activities and that? Do you like getting involved?
Oh, yeah, it is fun. There's face paint and jewellery and drawing, and there's a lot of stuff here that you can do. Yeah, you can make your own boomerangs, music.
I've got a mad feed here too.
A mad feed? Yeah, there's just a lot of opportunities for people that don't usually get out and do things, and everyone's doing something and, like, having fun.
What do you think about reconciliation when it comes around non-Aboriginal people supporting Aboriginal people? Do you like that idea?
Yeah, I reckon it's good. I just think that it's good that people are doing it and stuff.
Great. Well, thank you very much to both of you for joining the program. And I hope you have a really good week. And I hope I see you again down the track.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.